96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Our Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by MRSK Buildings, constructing all kinds of buildings, from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges, 620-340-7732.
If you've been thinking about adding a building to your property, let MRSK Buildings help you every step of the way. MRSK Buildings is your stud frame and post frame building headquarters. At MRSK Buildings, they construct all types of buildings, from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. At MRSK Buildings, their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges at 340-7732 or visit 2604 West Highway 50 across from Bluestem.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Thursday morning, the 11th of August. A beautiful start to the day, plenty of sunshine and now 60 degrees, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland studio line by Regional Development Association of East Central Kansas President Chuck Scott. Chuck, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Chuck.
I'm doing good, gentlemen. How are you?
We're doing all right here this morning. Well, we've got your monthly meeting coming up here tomorrow. But before that, I really wanted to touch base on just kind of a general status report here for the RDA, because you've got a lot of different irons in the fire right now. And also, you know, you're pushing into, I guess, the second half of your first year on the job. How are things going so far?
Things are going as well as I expected. When I took the job, there are lots of opportunities, and our pipeline, which I'll give you a number on in a minute, reflects that. So I am having a blast and loving what we're doing in Emporia.
Well, we're loving that you're saying that things are going well, Chuck, because you have mentioned to us more than once that you're not really patient about things coming up. So
I am very impatient. That is true.
But so we're glad to hear that. First, we'd like to get your reaction on the Simmons announcement. Big doings there, huh?
Very big doings there. That is something, you know, we love companies like that. They're very community-minded. They continue to take care of their employees, which is an awesome thing to see. And we continue to work with them and try to do what's right by them and by their employees. And you get the results of that in the announcements like we just had.
How important, really, I guess, and really talk about the behind-the-scenes work here that develops between, you know, Emporia, the company. You also have Edgerton involved, obviously, kind of as a two-pronged approach here for the Simmons expansion, and really maybe how this signals how things could possibly develop with other similar projects over the next 5 to 10 years or so.
Yeah, I think it's important to understand the regionalism that needs to occur on projects like this. Anytime you get a big deal, that's got multi-prongs and multi-things you've got to be able to accomplish in the best interest of the company. So you got to look for the right matches. In this particular case, we understood what they were looking for. We certainly, anytime we get an opportunity, we're going to do the right things by our community as best as we can. But in this case, the right thing was centralized distribution. So that required us to work with our partners up in Edgerton and with Kansas City Area Development Council, which we're members of. To be able to pull that centralized distribution that allows them to send product from multiple manufacturing locations around the Midwest into one distribution point that then they can distribute around the country and then around the world. So those kind of just conversations, having that trust and relationship with local management, like Brian Potter, being able to have that communication with him, and then working with the executive team out of Simmons, being able to build that relationship is hugely important to what we do, and all the behind-the-scenes connections and all the conversations need to happen with us and the state locally as well, with the city and other stakeholders locally, and then ultimately with the other partners to get the project pulled together.
A lot of branches on that tree, no doubt about that. Again, talking with Chuck Scott, who is the Emporia RDA president, on our primetime newsmaker Thursday morning. It is 724, 60 degrees. Well, Chuck, I'll tell you that the first question people asked me after the Simmons announcement was, everyone obviously is very happy. We'd like to see the progress, and especially it's obviously going to benefit the Emporia and the Lyon County region. But number one question is, how are they going to find people to work? Labor is an issue here, Chuck, is it not?
labor is an issue everywhere, gentlemen, and we've just got to be more strategic and communicate information on where opportunities are for them to be able to look and find. And part of it is just the free market competitive nature of the labor force that we've got available. But I will say there's labor available. It's not as easy to find and acquire and bring them into companies. But it is out there. We continue to try to dig at what we know companies are looking for and help direct them where that labor may be. So it's a lot more involved than it used to be in the past. But I don't mind doing that work for our businesses and help give them ideas of where that labor pool is. And, I would say that there's opportunity in labor. We've just got to be able to help educate and inform where that labor is and how we can make contact with them.
Well, certainly it's going to be benefiting the labor pool, too, because you look at the pay rate, you know, business and industry now here in Emporia, Chuck, really has skyrocketed, hasn't it?
It has indeed. Our wage rates are up, which is not bad for workers in the area. It does provide additional income into the community as well. The other thing it does, it makes us an attractive place for people to look to relocate. And we do hear from realtors in our market that that continues to be something that's being sought out, not just from around Kansas, but from around the country. People are looking at this area. So you continue to hear the same things. We've got to help address people, and we're doing our job to help educate and research and identify pockets of labor that we may be able to get access to. And then as we help identify them and get them interested in the community, then, I know there's housing work that's been going on and childcare conversations and work that's been going on. And, all those things lead to an opportunity. And then the last thing we need to work towards is quality of life. Are there things we can improve? What is the community looking for? Can they help prioritize some of that, and give us focus of where we can, look to do some additional work on the benefit for the whole community, which then again helps attract people to the area.
And using Simmons as another example, clearly with the school board's decision there to partner with Simmons and essentially turn Maynard Early Childhood Center into a child care facility, that kind of goes to the child care point. The thing that I'm kind of curious about is your perspective on whether this type of model, using like large scale buildings to become daycare centers, especially given the need, may wind up becoming more of what we see here over the next few years.
I think it's certainly a possibility. It is something we're seeing more nationwide. We're seeing more industry understand that is a need of employees, and as they work to help address how can they be a player in helping their employees, exactly like Simmons is doing. This is an extreme early model for this industry and around the country to be able to show what can a large employer do, what can it look like. They've partnered up with a national entity so that they can roll that out amongst other locations that they've got if this one proves successful. So I'm very intrigued by what they're looking at doing and seeing how that works out. But it is something we're starting to see more on a national basis. And I think, as we all know, the Midwest, we're a little slower to adopt than everywhere else around the country, which is great for us. But we're starting to see it already. So it'll be interesting to see how much more this progresses as we move forward.
Certainly appears to be a very attractive recruitment and retention tool. Mm-hmm. If things go well. It is 7:28. Well, Chuck, how about activity at the RDA? You had mentioned before, and we certainly think this area is attractive to business and industry. Any irons in the fire?
Yeah, I've got a lot of them. I've got 61 projects that are active today, which is quite a bit. As you all know, I'm impatient. I like to be highly active, and I think that's reflective in our pipeline. So lots of irons in the fire, and we continue to be attractive. You guys mentioned that, not just around this area, but around the world, as we had a company out of South Africa that was in the last couple of weeks, and after spending most of the day with them, they were very impressed by the area as well. So it continues to reinforce that we are an attractive location, an attractive area, We just got to continue being out there, telling people of all the opportunity that is here, and then help introducing them to it and overcome the obstacles of housing, childcare, and then labor. And as we continue to work towards quality of life, it just helps cement that we're an ideal location for anybody looking to either expand or relocate.
Chuck, you've got your board meeting coming up here tomorrow. I know that strategic planning has been at least part of the conversation here for you know, since you've been on board, and obviously with Kent Hearman, your predecessor, really for several years now. How are things like right now setting up on the strategic planning side with the current conversations are underway, and has the direction on strategic planning really adjusted much since you got started?
It's not adjusted very much. We were in the middle of a strategic plan that carried us out through 24. And really, as you've got a change in leadership, it was the beginning of a conversation. Do we continue the path? Is now time to make some change? You've heard we've entered in inserted ourselves in conversations in several different arenas that maybe we weren't in the past. That was probably the biggest change that occurred. Direction has continued to stay the same, and that focus has continued to stay the same. And I think you see in our pipeline and activity that's continuing to provide opportunity and give us a lot of things to look forward to. Strategic planning will continue to be something that's not a put it on the shelf for a 5-year kind of deal. That's continually evaluated as things change in our market, as things change in our region, and then around the country. We've got to look at what do we need to do, be nimble, react to it, and make changes that give us an opportunity to be proactive and take advantage of the opportunities that present themselves to us. So that's where we're going today. We'll continue to have conversations about strategically where we go. We'll probably work towards more of a formalized strategic plan that takes us from 23-24 out for another 5 to 7 years, and that'll probably be something that comes back up in the fall.
One more question here, for at least from my chair here, Chuck, is that I saw with the meeting, it sounds like a business appreciation committee is going to have a report. What's all that about?
We continued to honor through the annual steak fry that we host for local industry. There was conversation after that of can we do more of that opportunity amongst our board. We as a board decided that, we need to honor, our local businesses on a, more than one time a year basis. I just asked for some assistance based on the activity in my, pipeline today, for a committee to work on how do we want to do that? When do we want to do that? What's that look like? And that committee has a meeting upcoming, but I don't remember the date off the top of my head. To continue those conversations, and a lot of that revolves around Manufacturing Week, which will come up in October. We want to do something special around that, and we tasked that committee to help us come up with ideas of how to do that.
For Let's Go, Chuck, any activity on the Kansas Rural Opportunity Zones, people taking advantage of that?
I've not seen much here. We do talk about it. We've put some information out. I know we've had a conversation with several of our manufacturers and large employers about it, but that process is independent of my office, so I don't get reports on activity. But I know that there was real interest in it that we put out, and I'm going to imagine that there's some activity in it. Again, I just don't see those reports locally of the activity that's ongoing. That's more between the state and the employer and their employee.
Yeah, folks who don't know, that ROZ program, employees may be eligible for student loan repayments, assistance, I guess up to $15,000 over 5 years, and mm-hmm. There's some benefits there. So we just want to see if Chuck had any insight
that's
on
true.
That.
The one other thing that's available in that is if they move from outside of the state, there's an opportunity for a tax credit as well, up to 5 years as well. On their state income tax. So it's a real good opportunity. It's a model around the country. And like I said, we introduced it as part of the continuing conversation about labor and challenge with workforce, that here's an opportunity for you to use that as a recruitment tool when you're looking for new employees.
Good deal. Chuck, anything we're missing that you wanted to bring up?
I don't think so, gentlemen. It's been very, very active, which I like. The biggest news is I've actually moved into Emporia. We got closed on a house, and we're starting the process of getting the whole family settled in. So that's the big news from the personal side.
And that is big news. Congratulations.
Hey,
on
nice
that
job.
Yeah, nicely done. Well, Chuck, as always, we appreciate your time. Thank you much.
I appreciate it, gentlemen. Thank you.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. Chuck Scott joining us here, Regional Development Association of East Central Kansas president here on the Newsmaker segment. Did want to let you know that we're starting to fill next week's Newsmaker slots as well. We have a couple of slots available if you have an event or an activity that you want highlighted. Tomorrow, during the 7:20 slot, maybe around 7:25, Dynamic Discs president Doug Bierkes joins us. First of a couple of conversations we'll have about the Pro Disc Golf Association World Championships coming to Emporia later this month.
Yes, indeed. Just about here, our Newsmaker brought to you by MRSK Buildings. They construct all types of buildings, from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges today, 340-7732. MRSK Buildings. KBOE Live and Local 735, 60 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
We're for people with plans, whatever they are. We all love to